Hallelujah, you're welcome to your faith boost. Glory to God. Beautiful song. This song has served as a theme song all through the week. Captain by Hillsong United. I believe super strongly that it fits. It fits. If you've been able to follow the lyrics, all right, just basically how that we follow, we lead. He leads, we follow. He's lead. He's our captain, all right? So, Welcome. And it's the fifth day we're learning My Lord, My Shepherd. I believe it's been quite exceptional. Psalm 100 from verse 1 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and it is he who made us, and not we ourselves. We are his sheep. And the people were his people, rather, and the sheep of his pasture. You and I, guys, we are his sheep. We are the people that God, he's super committed to. We've seen all of this. He wants you and I to follow. Sheep is not wired, right, to defend itself. Sheep is not wired to protect itself. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, the Amplified Classic Bible says, when Jesus saw the throngs, right, he was moved with pity and sympathy for them, because they were bewildered, all right, and harassed, all right, distressed and dejected and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. They were distressed, they were harassed. I mean, life was tough on them. Life just had a hook on them, all because they had no shepherd. God did not, you know, wire the sheep to be without a shepherd. So we understand this scientifically, but guys, God did not wire us to walk through life without help. Right, he didn't wire us to walk through life without his own assistance, without his own, you know, comfort, without his own ability all around us. And all through scripture, we see God one way or the other preparing, providing some level of comfort for his people until the coming of Jesus. We saw yesterday in Ezekiel 37, all right, and 24th verse says, and David my servant shall be king over them, and they shall all have one shepherd. They will all walk in my judgment and observe my statutes and do them. And I said clearly, this is talking about the coming Messiah. This is referring to Jesus Christ, and he has come and he has resurrected after he died, and he gave unto you and I his precious Holy Spirit, so that we would never, please understand this, never ever be alone. In John chapter 14, verse 16, Jesus said, I would ask the Father, he will give you another comforter, that he, right, a comforter will abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth, 17 says, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, none knows him, because, I mean, it cannot receive him, all right? But Bible says he is with you, he will be in you. 18, now Jesus said, I will not leave you helpless. I will not leave you comfortless. So as much as there are times when it seems, all right, that certain situations leave us helpless, certain things make us feel that way, it is what it is, a feeling. It cannot and must never be allowed to go beyond that, all right? It is a feeling. All right? You now have to go into God's word and tell that feeling, this is what the word says. The word says, all right, I have a comforter who will never leave me. So I boldly say by faith, not by feelings. Now, please understand, walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 tells us. So I boldly declare over and against my feelings. I boldly declare over and against whatever is happening to me that I have a helper. He is the Spirit of God, and he will never, please understand that, never, ever, never, ever, ever leave me alone. So in John chapter 10, from the first verse of John 10, Bible says here, very truly, I'm reading the NIV, Very truly, I tell you first, is anyone who does not enter, right, the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is a shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him. The sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own by name. He leads them out. And when he's brought them out, his own, he goes ahead of them. And then his sheep follow him because they know his voice. Right, but they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. All this, verse 6 says, Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Okay, so, and I'm sure you know that Jesus loved to speak in parables. So, verse 7, therefore Jesus again said, very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate, all right? Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in, go out, and find pasture. Verse 10, the thief, all right? This is about, one of the most popular, if not the most popular verse in all of this chapter, all right? The thief comes to steal, only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So Jesus saying, the thief has come to steal, kill, destroy. I have come. So he is the shepherd. He is the shepherd that came to give life. Let's see that so I don't get too much ahead of myself. Verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. So he's basically saying the devil, all right, like we saw in Matthew chapter 9, life will harass us, all right? The devil will come to steal, kill, destroy. Jesus said he has come so that we may have life. Don't forget, we are his people, Psalm 100 says, and the sheep of his pasture. If we are his sheep, that means he protects us. That means he leads us. That means he guides us. That means he preserves us. Everything the shepherd is doing or to do or expected to do for the sheep is what the Lord does for us. He declared himself here. I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. Please understand that. All right. Verse 12 says the hired hand. All right. King James uses the word hireling, but the guy who's on staff salary, he's not the owner of the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. 14, I am, he says again, the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as a father knows me and I know my father, I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them in also. They too will listen to my voice and there shall be one flock, one shepherd. We saw that already prophesied in Ezekiel. All right, the reason my father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I have received from the Father. All right, so we skip quickly over now to the 27th verse. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them. Please understand, I'm reading 27 and 28 now of John chapter 10. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. He's basically saying that his sheep are safe with him. Okay, he gives them eternal life. Don't forget verse 10. The thief comes to steal, kill, destroy. I am come that they may have life. So what he came to give us is the antidote, what is able to stop the thief from stealing from us, from killing or destroying. This is his promise. This is his ability. This is what he's made available for you and I. So we've got to receive this. We've got to enjoy this. We've got to love this. All right. We just got to love this. Oh, glory to God. This is him being our shepherd and saying no one. All right. Verse 28 again says, I give them eternal life and they will never perish. Right. Nor shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. 29 says, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one will snatch them out of my Father's hands. I am my Father. Verse 31. All right, guys. Today is Friday, last episode for this. One important thing we must understand in all of this is, number one, acknowledge your shepherd. Psalm 23 verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. So like we asked yesterday, who's your shepherd? All right. Who's your shepherd? Who's your daddy? All right. So who's your shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd. Please understand this. Number one, acknowledge your shepherd. Recognize, maybe I'd add, recognize and acknowledge your shepherd. If you recognize that it is the Lord that is your shepherd, acknowledge him. Number two, know what is expected, all right? Know what the shepherd is to do for the sheep. And we've covered a number of that. We'll quickly just read through the 23rd Psalm again now. But we need to see this and just tie this whole thing up. Because this is not, oh Lord, be my shepherd. No, he is. He introduced himself in John 10. He said, I am the good shepherd. Right? Peter calls him the chief shepherd. I mean, we're told he's the great shepherd. Right? We're told he's the shepherd and the bishop or head of our souls. This is him. This is his role. So it's not, oh, you pray and beg him, then if he really finds it fit, he would put you into his schedule and create some time to just care for you. No, he shed his blood for you. Hallelujah. He died for you. That means all he wants is for you to receive of him and be blessed by him. You've got to understand this, child of God. You've really got to understand this. We must recognize and acknowledge him as our shepherd, which is also mean that you must recognize and acknowledge him as your helper, as your comforter. Recognize and acknowledge him. Oh, you are my shepherd. You are my shepherd. You lead and I follow. You are my shepherd. You lead and I follow. You are my shepherd. You lead and I follow. You are my shepherd. All right. You lead. I don't lead. I don't tell us where to go. You tell us where to go. And I go with you wholeheartedly. I follow you. All right. To recognize and acknowledge him as your shepherd. Secondly, wholeheartedly, like I just said, follow his leading. You can recognize someone and just mouth it out and say, well, I know he's my shepherd. But then we look at how you carry out things and then you really do not give him attention. No prime time, no prime moment of discussion, no prime, you know, thought on, okay, let me pray about this matter and see what the Lord will have say. Guys, I said about 2 days ago, being led by the Spirit ought to be the new normal. Really? Really? Like really? The world has shown that things can be thrown out of balance at any given time. It can. All right, but what if I didn't know things or pick things where it happened? That's fine. That happens a whole lot of times. But when it happens, you would get a direction from the Lord. Because you're never alone. You're never without help. You're never without your comforter. Do you understand this, please? You're never alone. You're never without help. You're never without your comforter. So it's not enough, all right, for you and I to say, well, I know he is my shepherd. I just really haven't created a time. You know, my kids are always running around and then my boss is always, you know, trying to make so much demands and I have a number of appointments I need to catch up on. He is the one that would show you Psalm 32 verse 8. All right, Psalm 32 verse 8, NIV says, I will instruct you, teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Imagine someone watching over you and saying, no, not that way, this other way. And then he's watching you. Not that way, this other way. No, not that one, that other one. He says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way. The word instruct and teach, they show someone carefully putting you through. That's what this verse denotes. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. So it's not, well, you just go if you make a mess. And then, no, I read that again, instruct you and teach you in the way he wants to put you through. Listen, it's very okay to be asked by a fellow brother or sister, have you prayed about it? It's very okay. We need to make these things okay. We need to stop being uncomfortable when we ask and not just rub it down for like, what do you mean? Are you saying I'm not spiritual? No, it's just okay to ask. Let's double check. It's okay to say, do you have a go ahead from the Lord about this project? Do you? But if nobody's asking, could you, you know, we said first point is recognize and acknowledge. All right, next point here is sincerely, wholeheartedly, be willing to follow whatever he tells you. First chapter 3 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not onto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. In those ways, in those steps, and he will direct your path. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in him. Don't lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in those ways. Lord, what about this? Lord, what? And the more you do this, all right, it's what is called practicing the presence of God. You would get used to discussing with him on details, major and minor, and things would get clearer. Oh, take this step. Take that step. Don't take that pill. All right, do this other thing. Oh, do that other thing. Go see your doctor right now. Go run a checkup. He knows what you need to do. Call your friend. Call your sister. Go say hi to your mom or dad. And then we're more open to his leadings. We're more pliable to his leadings. All right, the NLT of this Psalm 32 says, the Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will guide you. He now says, I will advise you and watch over you. First, he uses the word guide. These are intentional words. These are words of care and concern. I will guide you. Guys, the Lord being our guide, we would never be lost. And he is our guide. He is our guide even now by the Spirit. In John 16, 13, he said, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide us into all truth. So these are, you know, intimate words being used here. I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. This is care. When someone expresses this amount of care over you and I, the least we could do is respond. The least we could do is respond by listening, respond by following and learning to be led by him. It's not developed overnight, but learn, check the nudgings, check. I love the concern, the language of concern. In the Passion Translation, it says, I hear the Lord saying, I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you along the path for your life. I mean, this is beautiful. It expresses, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you. It expresses care, warmth, commitment, dedication. I will stay close to you, instructing. Oh, this could be your confession. The Lord is close to me. He is instructing me and guiding me along the pathway for my life. He now continues by saying, I will advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. Oh, God advises me. The Lord, by his Spirit, advises me along the way and leads me forth with his eyes as my guide. This is beautiful. This is so beautiful. This is so beautiful. So, Passion Translation again, like we've been reading, verse 9, says, so don't make it difficult. Don't be stubborn when I take you where you've not been before. Don't make me tug you and pull you along. Just come. This is care. This is concern. Don't make it difficult. Just flow with me, says God. Just roll with me. Just flow with me. Just flow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So the 23rd Psalm, so beautiful. You know it, you could say it, so we read it, all right? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalm 23 from verse 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. So we see the psalmist here declaring the present tense reality of the Lord. present tense. Hey, he is my shepherd. And hope you notice the psalmist uses language a lot. The Lord is my light, my salvation, my helper, my refuge, my fortress. I mean, you find him using present tense. This is our reality. This is our confession. The Lord is my shepherd. Like I said, recognize, all right? Acknowledge him. Give him room. Give him room, all right? See what is expected. What are the roles? What are the things he wants to do for you? We've said a number of that during the week, but Psalm 23 just encapsulates, all right? So the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing, all right? He makes me lie down in green pastures. So don't say, Lord, if you're my shepherd, where are the green pastures? No, Lord, you say you make me lie down. You make me lie down in green pastures. I'm open to you. I follow your leading. You guide me. Don't forget that in Psalm 32 we just read, you bring it here. He wants to lead. So, Lord, you lead. I follow. You know where the green pastures are. I follow you. That's how you talk. You don't say, Lord, so where are the green pastures? All right? You make me lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside the still waters. You refresh, all right? You restore. I like the word refresh here, but restore is fine also, because you might be hurt, you might be battered, you might be bruised. Everything about you might just be upside down, all right? But he restores you. He refreshes you. He helps you reset. Do you understand? He helps you reset, all right? He guides you along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley, darkest valley, NIV says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy, they follow me all the days of my life. I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Please understand here, we talk about provision. We're talking about protection. We're talking about abundance and blessing and prosperity. We're talking about safety. We're talking about guidance and clarity and calmness and serenity. All this in this 1:6 chapter. All of this. I notice something in verse 5. It says, you prepare a table before me in presence of your enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. I mean, anointing with oil, cup running over. Obviously, when there's an increase of grace where your life is concerned, it will flow and show in other areas of your life. Give attention to following your shepherd. Don't forget Isaiah 51 that we looked at on Wednesday. It says, look at Abraham. See what I did with him. I picked him out. I blessed him. I multiplied him. But Abraham cooperated. And that's what Psalm 32, all right, was saying to us. Make it easy. Don't make it difficult. Abraham cooperated. God had to speak with certain people in scriptures that we noticed that they didn't cooperate as they should. Abraham made it easy. Abraham was prompt in his obedience. Get out of your country. He did it. All right. Circumcise. He did it. Bring your son to the mountain. He did. So don't be too full, all right, of your ideas and how you think it should be and what you think should happen. No. The Lord is your shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd. So I believe you could read the 23rd Psalm on your own. All right. Just say it, because it deals with everything. But it really does. Play around with different translations. It really does. You just get blessed. So what are some things, you know, that you might do or could do that would help you? Number one is pray in tongues a whole lot. Pray in tongues a lot. All right. Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that eyes have not seen, verse 9. All right. Not ears heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man the thing that God has prepared for them that love him. But God has, you know, revealed these things to us, verse 10, by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. So I believe what God is saying to us in that place is that the Holy Ghost is the revealer of the plan of God. And don't forget, the Holy Ghost is the helper of the church. He's the revealer of God's plans. He's the revealer of the master plan. So when you spend time praying a lot in tongues, you're engaging the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14, right, says, amplified, when I pray in tongues, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me praise. So it's basically like two people talking, all right? So you could either try to picture you sitting right on one side of the table and then the Holy Ghost is on the other side. He's not there, he's in you, but get just illustration. So he's on the other side of the table and then just you go carabon and then he talks back to you. And then you talk to him, just illustrations, please, all right? He just talks to you and then you talk back to him and then he talks to you and then he, you know, now, I know at least Dr. David Yonggi Cho, right, of the Full Gospel Yoideo Church, if I got all that correctly, in South Korea, the pastor of the largest church in the world, you know, he's had like 750 members for like a number of years. I cannot tell how many they are right now, but I mean, he's had about 750,000 rather, 750,000 people worshiping his church. That's huge. Now, so he talked about, you know, the Holy Ghost being his senior partner. And now that for him was a miraculous, or a remarkable, that brought a remarkable turnaround in his ministry. So he said on his pulpit, he has an extra chair there and says, well, that's the senior partner. We're here as partners. Now, he needed to do certain things physical, all right, to mark his own mind. All right. So I know people also that they will say, oh, I put a chair. And I think he also said he does that at home. It's a book I read like a number of years ago, right? Holy Spirit, my senior partner. And then, but now, whether that or just by meditative reality, but you need to come into a revelation of, I am not alone. And then when I'm talking in tongues, someone is with me. I am activating my helper. Romans 8:26 says, when you pray in tongues, the Spirit helps you. So how do I get the Holy Ghost to help me pray in tongues? Please pray in tongues. You get him to help you. You activate his help that way. So pray in tongues a lot and then meditate. When you spend time chewing on God's word, and we've done a series on meditation, I believe we've done a series on prayer, you know, so you go scroll back and find all of that. When you spend time meditating, you help to clear, you know, the debris, all right? Hebrews 4:12 says, the word of God is quick and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing through the dividing asunder of the soul, spirit, joint, and mind. The more you take in God's word, you're able to separate your thoughts from God's thoughts, and you tune in yourself to God's voice, because God's word is God's voice too, all right? The written word is God speaking to you, not until you hear a voice. So you tune every other thing you hear from the word, all right? The written word. So when you spend time meditating, it helps you. So number one, pray a lot in tongues. Number two, spend time meditating. Number three, keep a tender conscience toward men, toward God, walk in love. All right? Don't carry hurt and carry, even people, you know, go to the rock, go to your shepherd. It will heal you. It will instruct you. Go to his word and act on his word. And lastly, quickly obey whatever he tells you to do. Take steps. And then you get better that way. You get better. You get better. You can now, with greater confidence, greater assurance, greater, confidence, because you've now like, oh, I notice how he's been leading me. And then you could take those steps. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You just want to talk to him. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are a shepherd. Yes, you are. You are a shepherd. You are. You are a shepherd. Yes, you are. You are a shepherd. We do not lack. We do not lack. You know where the green pastures are. So you lead us. And we thank you. All right. You lead, we follow. You lead, we follow. You lead. We are the sheep of your pasture. You lead, we follow. Thank you, Lord. Just talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Acknowledge him. You are our shepherd. We acknowledge you. We recognize and acknowledge you. And we see your ministry. We see what you're committed to do in all our lives. We see it all. Caro, sa, frano, non, peace. You are our shepherd. You lead, you guide, you instruct. You lead, you guide, you instruct. You are our shepherd. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You lead, you guide, you instruct. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes. I'll just read out NIV again. Psalm 32. I will instruct you, teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye on you, my loving eye on you, Passion Translation, I will stay close to you, instructing you, guiding you along the pathway for your life. I will advise you along the way and lead you forth. Thank you, Lord. with my eyes as your guide. Thank you, because this is your ministry in our lives. This is your work in our lives. We recognize, acknowledge, we're grateful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I really want you to have all of this in mind. Amen. And just act on it, all right? Just act. Please just act on all of this. And I believe that it will greatly, greatly bless you. Praise God. So we've come to, all right, the end of the week. All right, end of this episode. I know it's wonderful. Like, we could keep digging in. There's always so much to share from God's word. Feedback, please, if you don't mind, testimonies, feedback, you could kindly send an email to larryonosanyaministry01@gmail.com or rexonosanya@gmail.com. Kindly just send email. Let's know how much this has blessed you. You could just even let me know whatever previous episode was a huge blessing to you. And please don't forget to share. All right, just let's know, you know, and then let more people know that you really just get blessed hanging out with us here. All right, Sunday, 5 p.m. Nigerian time. All right, influence of the Spirit. It has been awesome. Testimonies, really, like testimonies coming in. It has been awesome. It really, really has. And if you do have testimonies also, kindly share, please. All right, for 5 p.m. All right, Nigerian time. That will be 1 Eastern time, UK, no, 12 noon, I suppose, Eastern time, US, you know, forgive me, and then Canada. All right, but let's just be in, all right, but check your time zone, 5 p.m. Nigerian time, and let's just all get blessed. Please, let's all just get like super blessed, super really, okay? So it'll be great to see you, looking forward to having you around, and then enjoy the blessings and the multiplied blessings of God. Praise God. Bye.